Oh, what's up?
And welcome to Tree Time.
Ugh. Oh, look at these dogs.
They're just staring at me. I'm starting off Tree Time a little bit. Oh, he's just running right at me.
What's up, guys? Hey, yo. Hi. Oh, hello. Those three of them. Oh, this is the best way to start Tree Time, huh? Oh, weren't you guys just the best? Hi. Oh man, look at them go. Just having the best time. Well, I guess that's the first time someone's passed me while doing this. I was thinking when I'm gonna start doing this, just coming out to the woods and talking to myself basically, that people are gonna walk past me and probably think I'm crazy. So, yeah, well, what's going on, guys? I guess this is a new thing. This is the first episode of Tree Time, which, honestly, this just literally popped in my brain, like, 2 days ago. And I was like, yeah, being honest, like, I'm probably, like, just not really, like, okay in my brain a lot of the time. I mean, I'm in the woods talking to myself, so probably a sign of mentally instability. But I don't know, I just figured, like, why not, like, just go out to the woods, talk to myself. I mean, shit, dude, I feel like I'm, like, constantly thinking, and it's like, it's damaging, but it can be so great at the same time, because I mean, where you're thinking and it's productive, and this is where, like, thinking, like, doing this, I think this is going to be a productive thing. I think I can probably grow this into a great time. Just Tree Time, man. Tree Time. Me and the trees. Tree Time. Yes. So, yeah. I don't know. I guess, like, first off, I mean, my butt's probably all wet from this log. Oh, shouldn't walk off camera, though. That's the one thing. I'm going to have to bring my camera if I want to ever move around this place. Show you guys around the forest, woods. This is, I wouldn't call this a forest. This is like woods. It's like a small little area. Like, if you literally walk out that way, it's just like a giant open field, like, with, like, wheat and stuff. It's pretty cool. Maybe I'll bring you guys there too. Man, you know, like, I feel like you got to be kind of a psychopath. There we go. A psychopath. To do a podcast thing by yourself. Like, I didn't realize how hard this was going to be until now. I'm doing it. Like, what do I talk about? Where do I go? I mean, I guess that's the great thing about life. We all just kind of make it up as we go. I don't know. Honestly, I've accepted the fact that I'm crazy. I've accepted it. I'm in a wooded area talking to myself. I've accepted it. So on that note, I don't know. Let's go up this way. Whee, here we go. We're going to go. Oh. There we go. We'll hang out with the hanging tree for a sec. Yeah, the hanging tree. Like, some, I actually just didn't say that. There's some rope here. It's like someone tried to tie something. Or, is this dirty? I don't know. That answered my question. That was not sturdy. But that's pretty cool, though. Man, like, I kind of think about, man, what was it like in, like, the medieval time? Like, where this was just everywhere. No, like, giant cities full of concrete and stuff. It was just nothing but woods and fields. I bet the air quality was fantastic. But, like, I'm trying to, like, think of, like, more of, like, what was along the line, like, what you would have to do each day just to keep yourself, like, I don't know, entertained. Because I feel like they probably had the most fun. I mean, their imagination must have been, like, next level. They didn't have, like, a phone to suck out their soul or anything. They had to, like, just, you know, go out and just, I don't know, adventure. Go fight in some battles or something. That actually probably wasn't that much fun, though. Oh, man. I feel like I'm in, like, the Hobbit movie or some shit when I go into the woods. I feel all peaceful. But that's tree time, man. I mean, that's honestly what we're all trying to find, really. Just trying to find our peace. This chaotic, chaotic world. I don't know. I feel like I get so close to, like, the answer of, like, finding peace. Whether it be, like, God or friendships or even, it was, like, partying. I mean, you're just trying, like, you know, like, that is so not peaceful. Like, first off, I don't even know how you get, like, we get into the headspace. Because I was there, too. I mean, I went through a heavy party phase, heavy, heavy drinking phase. I mean, I was an alcoholic for a little while, just like in my Marine Corps service. And that's why, like, when anyone asks me, like, oh, you served or anything, I'd be like, yeah, I did 4 years, but I really only served two, because the other two I was drunk. It was just true. It was awful. It was awful. And, like, I was trying to find peace in, like, the oblivion. Like, what the heck? Like, what was I doing? Ugh. I mean, like, we look back at ourselves and we always go, man, I was so stupid back then. I wish I knew what I knew now and back then. But then it doesn't seem like we ever do anything about that, because, like, we still just go off and be stupid. Like, is it human nature just to be dumb and, like, make mistakes over and over and over again? Or, like, can we find peace? Was there a time that humanity was mainly at peace? Was that ever a time like that? I mean, shit. I mean, if the world really came together, I think, like, we'd be on some Star Wars shit. Like, if you think, like, all the greatest minds, like, all the world's like, you know what, let's all work together, like, you know, some cool, like, kumbaya stuff, man. Like, can you imagine how much faster our technological advances would be? Like, that'd be insane. We would probably be in, like, flying cars right now if, like, everyone pulled together. They all just start using their resources together. They all, like, I mean, we don't have to be, no, like, one world government. You'd all be different, but, like, yeah, actually, like, foreign, but it's like, oh, let's help. Oh, yeah, this is great. You're achieving stuff. I'm achieving stuff. Woohoo! Let's go get a beer. Yeah. Tree time. Man, don't even, like, no, like, inner peace. I mean, I don't know. This first episode's probably gonna be pretty weird. Pretty weird to listen to. Like, just hearing my brain. I mean, like, I'm alone in the middle of the woods. I mean, there are people that walk by with their dogs, and they probably think I'm crazy, which I am. So it's true. Fuck. Damn, man. You know, you just sit and talk. I'm gonna become a schizophrenic doing this. Sitting in the woods talking to myself. I'm going to start, like, imagining people around me. Like, I feel like I'm that close. Like, that close. And, like, my mental does just snapping. And just, like, I just go sicko. Ah. Start seeing people. That would be, like, I mean, if you think about it, that'd be kind of cool, though. Becoming, like, a schizophrenic. I mean, like, you'd never be alone in the car. Like, you could literally just, like, you could just go on road trips and by yourself. But are you by yourself? Like, nah, dude, you got Benjamin Franklin riding shotgun with you. Like, that'd be fire. I don't know. And, like, but, like, be more of, like, could you control these personalities, though, that are, like, you know, popping up? Like, they're, like, your homies. Instead, like, it'd be kind of dumb via, like, a schizo episode, and it's just, like, some person that, like, follows you and, like, just yells at you, like, lemon! Lemon! And just, like, that's constant. That'd probably get really annoying. So, but, like, if you're a schizo and you had, like, a guy that was, like, super chill, like Keanu Reeves. Like, you're a schizo and who you see is Keanu Reeves. Like, that'd be pretty cool. Like, you're just like, hey, I'm hanging out with Keanu Reeves all the time. Coolest dude ever. Like, yeah. And, like, no one else can see him. Like, so, you know, like, he's your only, like, you're his only best friend. So, that'd be kind of cool. I don't know. I mean, I watched that movie, Beautiful Mind. Is that a bug? No, it's just a piece of bark. There are a lot of bugs out here, bro. A lot of bugs. A lot of bugs out here. I do not like bugs at all. Yeah. Man, bugs. Bugs. See, I think, you know, when I die and I see God, I'm going to be like, why? Why bugs? Like, I mean, could you have made the ecosystem be able to, like, survive without bugs? Just saying, just spitballing here, like, why? Like, why anything smaller than, like, a golden retriever? Like, I mean, I guess some small animals are pretty cute. I mean, look at a squirrel, bro. A squirrel's pretty cute. The fuck is that tree? It's like a tree that... Oh, no. We might have to go check that out later, though. Or now. I'm kind of feeling like a cigarette, low-key. I brought some rollies, so I'm gonna roll one. So we can go back to the log real quick, guys. Woo! Let's go. Go back to the log. This camera is heavy. It's like too heavy for the freaking tripod. So, moving it. It like falls over. It like falls over and stuff. We're back to the log. Back to the log. And I just don't know what to do in life anymore, really. I mean, like, I got hopes and dreams and stuff. Like, I want to direct some movies. I think that'd be really cool. Go get, like, a film degree or something, which I think that's the plan. But, like, you know how many times that I think to myself, like, I just want to grab all my money. I want to grab all my money and just dip to a third world country and just, like, live in peace, man. Just, like, live in peace, maybe open, like, a bar next to, like, some fishing village, dude. Somewhere, like, in, like, some movie-type stuff. And just disappear. Like, the temptation. The temptation is to just, like, sayonara people is, like, so real. I just don't get it. Like being just a bag of mixed emotions all the time. Like, that's what we are. We're just a mixed bag of emotions all the time. Like, I swear to God, I can't wake up with the same thought in 2 days. And I'd just be like, one day, what the fuck was that? Dude. Tree time just turns into murder time. And like, whoa. No. It would be pretty wild, though. It's like some, like, crazy wild animal just comes out of nowhere. We just gotta fight it. All gets recorded on camera. It's totally epic. That'd be... Oh, I think it's starting to almost rain, bro. Maybe it's sprinkling right now. We're under the tree, so we okay. But if it starts raining heavy, I'm probably gonna have to call this episode even shorter. And really, these episodes are only gonna be like 30 minutes, I think. I'm gonna get better, I promise. Like, I'll get better at talking to myself. I'll become a real schizo, you know? We like schizo disso. God, dude, I just do not understand life at all. Negative. You ask one person what life is, they'll give you a completely different answer than the next. Like, no one truly knows. I mean, people, like, will say that, you know, it's either religion or it's this or it's money or blah, blah, blah. Fuck it. I'm going to light it with the hairs on it. Oh, that's nice. We all got our vices. That's another thing. I mean, how many times I've thought about kicking the smoking? I got, like, mad ADD, too. I think it really helps me in that. I think it's even been proven that nicotine helps. So maybe that's why I'm so addicted. Or maybe it's just because I started smoking. But damn, I don't know.
No one's got the answer to life.
I mean, yeah, me personally, I throw my hat in with God and Jesus. That's just, I mean, I feel something there. Like, I think that is the way. But like, hey, I could be wrong. The Buddhists could be right, or they could be wrong and the Hindus could be right, or they could be wrong and no religion's right. It comes down to your feelings, really. It comes down to like, you everyone's trying to find that peace, that like, that they want to be stable, they want to have a house, they want to have a family, they want to be at a security level of prospering and all that. That's everyone wants, like, a level of peace. It's like, why can't any of us really find it though? Like, some do, like, yeah, a lot of people do, but I would probably say that like 80% of the world does not have peace, or not true peace, at least. Maybe, I don't know, because I have these moments where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm really at peace with my soul. And then like suddenly it's like, bam, no, you're not. Like, ooh. I was just like, ah, all right, well then damn, how do I start getting this peace? That's just like, that is this journey right here. This is tree time, man. Are we going to find our peace together? Like, I don't know what form or shape this is going to take. Like, I really just make it up as I go. Like, each day is so just, it's different or new to me. Like, but I've realized, though, that this is one thing that I actually did come to a realization on, which I think is actually not a bad one. Like, trust me, I'm not an expert. Which I think that, you know, how people are always like, live in the moment. Like, that's what you should do. That's where you're going to find your true happiness. And I realized, like, nah. Like, having the eye for the bigger picture, I think that's where it's at. Because if you're always living in the moment, I mean, like, there's no plan. Yeah, we're all making it up as we go. Like, that is true. Like, you can have a plan, but, like, to get there, you have to make it. You gotta go. Like, no matter what, you're gonna make it happen. You're making it up as you go. That's, like, kind of what I mean by that. Like, but if you keep living in the little moments, that's where you're finding your happiness. I mean, that's all it is. Think about it. You're just gonna be living little. You're gonna be living little your whole life instead of living big. Because you need to see the bigger picture. Embrace each moment as it's there, but like, I would always say, keep an eye on the bigger picture. Never lose sight of that, because that's what's going to keep you on track. That's what's going to keep you on plan. And like, I'm slowly realizing that. I mean, damn, dude, I've messed up so many times in this life, it's not even funny. But I'm still here, I'm still alive, I'm still kicking. I mean, dang. A lot of things that should have taken me out, man. Should have taken me. I just want to crawl in a hole, man. I mean, trust me, I've been in the bad thoughts, and I've been down. I mean, I've been down there, man. I've been down there. I mean, we all have in our own ways or experiences. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you've never reached rock bottom. But damn, dude, when you reach rock bottom, it's like you can't even really explain it. I would never wish like those feelings on anyone, because it's fucking awful. It's, I feel my eyes welling up a little. I'm gonna kind of change topics on this, because I'll get all crying and come crying tree time. No one want to hear that. But like, don't give up. Oh, you gotta give me a second. Don't give up. Just don't. Because you can figure it out the next day. Just because today was terrible, you can figure it out. Oh. Here, I'm going to move my mic real quick while I cough. I was like crying and I hit the backy and oh, it did not hit the throat right. Oh. Man, tree time. I want to figure it out too. I do. Because I really don't. Like, I don't have my happiness. I kind of have a direction, I guess. But truly, like, dude, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea what I am doing. Like, it's why we gotta figure it out. why I'm gonna figure out why I'm standing in the middle of a bunch of trees. It's starting to rain. I'm just gonna check, make sure the camera's not getting wet. No, you're chilling. It's under a good, because like, this is pretty covered by trees everywhere. Like, I'm not even getting wet. So, because it's kind of cool. It's like a nice meditation sound, bro. I could like meditate on this a lot. Life. Take you on a crazy ride. I mean, full of mistakes and ups and downs and just highs and lows, loop-de-loops. Just, I don't know. Find your peace. It's out there. Your peace is out there. I know it is. You just gotta find it. You gotta feel it. Yeah, like, open your heart up to it. Because it might be something you've never even thought about. I mean, it might be something you've never even tried. That's why you haven't found it yet. You keep looking in the wrong places. So change it up. Do a 180. Oh, I just dropped my cigarette. Ah. Ugh. I don't know. Cigarettes are terrible for you, but so good. Oh. I just don't know. I do not know what is going on. But like, for real, like, Trump just like almost got assassinated a couple days. I don't know what kind of random thought that was. I was just thinking like, what is going on? I remember just seeing that and that was like my first thought. I was like, what is happening? I mean, like, everyone, I mean, like, I definitely saw attempts happening because, I mean, he pisses it off to a lot of people. I mean, he makes a lot of people angry, but then a lot of people love him. That's a whole topic I'm probably not even going to get into because politics just fuck that shit. Like, why can't we just make the world a better place, you know? Why does it got to be so much hate? And it's weird I say that because I do. I think back to a time when I was just angry all the time and so hateful. Like, I was such a hateful, like from, like, middle school to, like, joining the Marine Corps. Just this angry guy. And when I joined the Marine Corps, I kind of became less angry for a time. And then just something snapped. And that's when alcohol really just grabbed me by the balls. I mean, it had me. It was like, come here, boy. You're mine. I was like, ah. But I'm starting to get a little wet now. It's because there's a giant hole right above me. We're not going to move. We're going to accept it. That's finding peace. Accepting things. Yeah. Man. What? 24 minutes? 25 minutes. That's actually not terrible. You know, I think this is a good. I might even just film the second episode while I'm out here, even though it's raining. But, like, I guess if you start the second episode and I'm wearing the same things and it's raining, it's because I just started right after this one. But I guess I want you guys to all just have a great day. Go experience everything you can. I mean, in like a good way. Like, just, like, I got so much love for everyone. But, like, I feel off in my brain most of the time. Like, I don't know how to express it. I feel like no one ever gets my true intentions. Because, like, my true intentions is always just, like, dude, I'm just trying to find my peace. And I will. I know I will. Like, I'm working on myself. I'm working with God. Because that's my path. And everyone's path's going to be different. And that's okay. Because we can still support each other. We can still look after each other and love each other. Doesn't matter how different we are. We bleed red, guys. Like, we all bleed red. Tree time is really going to just be about, you know, finding that peace, man. Maybe I can help you along the way. Maybe you guys can help me. I don't know. Life's crazy. And this was tree time. 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 Tree time.